Introduction.
Good morning. My name is Peter Johnson. Can you tell me your full name, please?
Yes, my name is Hui Zhong.
What should I call you?
My English name is Holly, so please call me that.
Could you tell me where you're from?
My hometown is Guangzhou, but now I live in Shanghai.
Can I see your identification, please?
Here it is.
Thank you. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about where you live. Which region of the country are you originally from?
I'm originally from a region called Hunan Province. It's south of the Yangtze River.
What do you like most about this region?
I think the climate is pretty comfortable, and the food is traditionally very spicy, which I love.
Would you recommend living in this region to others?
Yes, definitely. It's a great place to live, and it is developing very quickly, so there are plenty of good job opportunities.
Now, let's talk about advertisements. What kind of advertisements do you like to watch or listen to? Why?
Actually, I don't really enjoy advertisements, although sometimes there are some funny ones on TV, but generally I just ignore them.
Have you ever bought something as a result of an advertisement?
Well, yes, I suppose I have. Not me, but my family. We saw a great deal advertised on a new flat-screen television, and it was for a limited time, so we went and bought one. It's great.
Which do you prefer, advertisements on television or on the radio? Why?
If I had to choose, I would say radio, because I think radio ads are less annoying and easier to ignore.
What changes would improve advertisements in your country? Why?
The main problem here is the large amount of advertisements. So I think it would be better if the industry was better controlled and if there were slightly fewer advertisements, especially on TV.
Now let's talk about learning languages. How long have you been learning English?
I've been learning English since I was about 5 years old. I started when I began school.
How much of your time do you spend learning English?
I guess I spend about an hour a day at school, and then I study for a couple of hours each week at home. Apart from that, I also practice speaking with a private tutor for 2 hours a week.
What do you enjoy most about learning a language? Why?
I think probably it's realizing that I can communicate with almost anyone. That's really satisfying.
Do you find it easy or difficult to learn new languages? Why?
At first I hated it and found it really difficult. But now I find it easy, but only because I put the time in.
Now, I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say. You can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Here's some paper and a pencil for making notes, and here's your topic. I'd like you to describe a break you took.
Thank you. I find that I have to take a lot of breaks from study because I get distracted so easily. I can only concentrate for relatively short, intense periods of study. Anyway, I'm going to talk about a time more recently when I was studying for my mid-year examinations. The examinations are quite important because they give you an idea of how well you know the material and whether or not you are on track for achieving a good grade for the year's work. So, although the marks only represent a small proportion of the overall grade, I think it is important mentally to feel as though you are on top of things. So, I was studying quite hard actually, every day, and the weather was very hot outside. But I kept studying, and every day one of my friends would call me and say, "Hey, we're going to the beach today. Do you want to come?" Or, "We're going away to the coast for the weekend to go surfing. You should come with us." And every time I had to say no, "I'm sorry, I can't, because I have to study." So I was being very good and staying focused. Until finally, I think it was about a week away from my exams, and I was starting to feel really restless and frustrated, when I heard that an old friend of mine was back in town from abroad. Well, he called me up, and what could I say? I really wanted to catch up with him, because it had been ages since we'd hung out together, and he was only in town for a couple of days. So, of course, I put my study on hold, and we went out with a whole bunch of friends and had a great night. Of course, I felt slightly guilty the next day. But then I got straight back into the books, and the good news is that I felt much more focused and able to absorb the material. So I think in the end, it was more productive for me anyway to take some time out and then return to the studying. It helped me to clear my head and study more effectively. But I have to be really firm with myself on occasion, as I am easily tempted to procrastinate and run out of time. In this case, it worked for me, as in the end, I got straight A's on all my exams.
Thank you. Do you often take breaks?
Yes, I take a lot of little breaks while I'm studying for a test.
Do you generally find it easy or difficult to relax?
I find it pretty easy, actually, because I'm quite laid back to begin with.
We've been talking about taking breaks from work or study, and now I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to this. Let's consider first the topic of relaxation. What do most people in your country do to relax?
People tend to do lots of different things. Some people like to do sports or go running or do yoga, and other people like to go out and relax with friends over dinner and drinks. Others relax by reading a book or doing more quiet things. I guess it depends on the person.
Some people think that relaxation techniques, such as meditation, should be introduced into the workplace and schools. What's your opinion?
I definitely agree that techniques such as meditation and learning how to manage stress are very important. I think it would be a great idea to implement systems in the workplace, because a stress-free environment is a more productive one. I have heard of a number of companies who offer free massage at work to their staff, and it is very successful. And certainly teaching children relaxation techniques would be very beneficial, so I think that introducing these types of things into schools is a forward-thinking idea.
Do you think that people will be more or less relaxed in the future? Why?
It's hard to say. As the world becomes busier and there are so many more demands on people, I think it might become more difficult for them to relax. Technology has made us so constantly available to others, particularly in terms of work, that I think people might be less relaxed in the future. But on the other hand, there seems to be more awareness of the negative effects of stress and ways to manage it.
Now, let's talk about stress. What do you think are some of the reasons why people experience stress?
I think there are many reasons, and they can be different for different individuals. But it depends quite a lot on personality. For instance, if you are quite a highly strung individual, then this could be a contributing factor to stress. Whereas if you are quite relaxed and laid back, you might not get stressed so easily. However, I think the main reasons people get stressed include work and study concerns, relationship difficulties, as well as time pressures and deadlines.
Do you think there are any advantages to stress?
I guess I hadn't really considered that. But yes, I believe there are, because I think a little bit of stress can be quite motivating and can help people to get things done efficiently and on time. It can give people a burst of energy. So in that sense, a small amount of stress can be productive.
What are some of the effects of stress on people in your country?
I think the physical effects of stress are huge. People get sick more often, have more headaches and neck and back pain, and in the extreme, they can sometimes have heart attacks and so on. And the psychological impact is also considerable, as people can become depressed and anxious as a result of stress, and this in turn can have an effect on their friendships and relationships.
Thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.